Welcome to the Seasoned Athlete Podcast, your home for stories, inspiration, and advice from athletes over 40. I'm your host, Robin Leggett. I'm a later in life athlete who became a roller derby skater in my 30s and a runner and obstacle racer in my 40s. Now I'm an athletic aging coach who helps women over 40 experience the massive life benefits that come with exploring your athletic potential at any age and any fitness background. If that fires you up, keep listening. Let's do this. Doors are now open for Age is No Obstacle, my signature 12-week coaching program created to help women over 40 run their first obstacle race or their first competitive obstacle race with confidence. Age is No Obstacle includes a fully customizable 12-week training program that you can access via an easy-to-use app, weekly audio lessons giving you all the things you need to know to train, fuel, recover, and prep for your race, and live workout and group coaching sessions just about every single week. I have some amazing bonuses for those who sign up and pay in full, including a super versatile equipment package from FitFighter. Deadline to join is this Wednesday, May 26th at 5 p.m., and then we get started on Monday, June 7th. If you have an obstacle race on your post-pandemic to-do list, you don't have to figure out how to get trained, prepared, and ready on your own. Skip all that trial and error, ditch the guesswork, and instead get yourself in this program and get yourself ready to race in the next 12 weeks. But remember, doors close this Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific time. So get all the details and grab your spot now at robinleggett.com/obstacle. Seasoned athletes, today I want to take you back in time to December 2015. At that time, I was an outdoor boot camp trainer in Los Angeles. I taught classes every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday morning in a local park and had a small but loyal group of regular boot camp members. As we approached the end of the year, I wanted to put together a big group bonding activity to celebrate the year. We held regular happy hours and social activities throughout the year, but I wanted to do something bigger to wrap up the year. As it turns out, there was going to be a Spartan race in the area in early December. Once I found out about it, I knew that was the thing we were going to do. When race day came around, we had 14 nervous participants on our team. Nobody on our team, myself included, had ever run a Spartan race before. We did our best to train, but ultimately, a combination of our own strength and the fates would determine how we would do that day. The race itself was about 5 miles through the hills of Castaic Lake, California. It included challenging uphill climbs and some steep descents with beautiful scenery all around us. As a team, we slowly made our way through the course, everyone doing any obstacle they could do on their own and helping each other through the ones that were too difficult to do on our own. In a Spartan race, the penalty for a failed obstacle is 30 burpees. I distinctly remember doing 150 burpees that day. As much as I trained, there were just some obstacles I wasn't ready to do yet, like the rope climb and the monkey bars. It took us hours with plenty of burpees along the way, but we finished as a team and we finished with a smile on our faces. Everyone agreed that it was a great, challenging, and fun experience. Some of them even decided to do it again sometime. I was one of those people, and over 60 races later, yeah, I said 60, 6-0. So I decided to do it again sometime and again and again and again. So suffice to say, I'm still one of those people. I was 41 years old when I ran that first race, and it lit something up in me that I hadn't felt since I was playing roller derby, which I stopped doing 1 year prior to that race. I had found my thing once again. So what is that thing for me? Well, I'll tell you. That thing is a sport that gives me a reason to get up and exercise every day. A sport that stimulates and challenges me both mentally and physically, so I'm never bored and I'm always driven. That thing always has something I don't yet know how to do, but something I also really want to learn how to do. And when I'm finally able to do it, I feel like a friggin' rock star. Things like climbing a rope or swinging across monkey bars, because I never did that stuff as a kid. I never did that stuff like most of my life until I started doing these races. All those things that I couldn't do in my first race, I would eventually learn how to do. And then they'd come up with a new obstacle and I'd be back in the learning phase again. And you know what? I live for that stuff. Obstacle racing and Spartan race in particular, that was the thing for me. It still is. It helps inform how I train and motivates me to get up and do the work. And it's hard not to feel like a superhero when you're flying through the rings or conquering 13 miles on a mountain at age 46, let me tell you. And now that we're seeing the light in the pandemic tunnel, I want to help you experience this feeling too. You know, the one you get when you cross the finish line and realize that there isn't a single thing that you can't do. Can you imagine it? I can, because I've done it. And I'm here to tell you all the reasons why now is the time to run your first obstacle race. Before I get into that, though, I want to do a quick refresher on what an obstacle race is, in case you don't know. An obstacle race is a type of race that combines running with completing various obstacles throughout the race course. They're typically held on trails, but not always. They can vary in length, usually anywhere between a 5K distance to a 50K distance, and there are even some 24-hour obstacle races out there. Obstacles include anything from climbing over walls to barbed wire crawls to rope climbs, monkey bars, heavy bucket or sandbag carries, and more. There are different race brands like Spartan, Tough Mudder, Savage Race. Those are all different brands. And there are others, and they all have their own signature style and signature obstacles. Some races have penalties for missed obstacles, like 30 burpees in a Spartan race. Some don't. You typically have options to race competitively, where you would have to do all the obstacles on your own, or race in what is usually called an open heat, where teamwork is allowed and encouraged. All of this may sound overwhelming right now, but that's why I want to break down why now is the time to face your fears and do it anyway. So I'm going to give you five big reasons why it's time to get off the fence and sign up for your first obstacle race. Number one, you're ready to get out of the house. Like, you're really, really ready to get out of the house, and races are waiting for you. You have been cooped up without anything interesting or exciting to do in over a year. We all have. But the world is opening up again, and races are back on the calendar in certain places. You've been forced to live small for far too long. Chances are it has affected how you view yourself and what you're capable of achieving. I say it's time to change that. Of course, all this is dependent on your comfort level around people and public events. With that said, based on everything I've seen, races have been going above and beyond to create safe environments for participants in this post-COVID world. But presuming you're itching to get back out into the world again, and you're feeling a desire to get back into your body and your confidence, obstacle races are a fantastic way to do just that. In fact, it's pretty much the opposite of feeling confined to your home. Instead of seeing the same four walls, you get to see mountains, nature, and a scenic view. Instead of sitting on the same couch you've been sitting on for months and months and months, you get to fly through the air and crawl through the mud. And instead of the same old, you get to do something epic. Something you possibly never imagined yourself doing. Certainly something you couldn't see yourself doing in the last year. And imagine how awesome that feels. It's like the best possible coming out of quarantine party.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, so number two is this. You'll be able to do more than you think. I say that because I'm guessing the biggest thing holding you back is that you think you'll fail every obstacle, or you don't think you'll make it to the finish line. You have the ability to get from start to finish. In some ways, that aspect of obstacle racing is easier than a traditional road race because the running portions are broken up with obstacles. So you aren't necessarily running nonstop like you would in a 5K, 10K, or half marathon. As for the obstacles, will you fail some of them? Sure, most likely. It's a rare person who can complete every obstacle in their first race. That's just the real deal right there. Certain obstacles take strength and technique that is generally built over time. It's a mostly unrealistic expectation to be able to complete every obstacle on your own in the first race. So with that in mind, don't let that hold you back from getting out there. But here's what you may not realize. You will be able to do more than you think. Although it's an unrealistic expectation to be able to complete every obstacle on your own in your first race, don't let that set a new expectation that you won't be able to do anything. Because there will be plenty of obstacles that, yes, you will be able to do. It's just a fact that there are a certain number of obstacles in every race that don't require a high level of strength, skill, or technique. Some may require you to face a fear. For example, if you have a fear of heights, climbing over an A-frame will be especially challenging. But you do likely have the physical strength and skill to do it. You just have to face the fear, if that's a fear you have. Some obstacles will be easier, and you may surprise yourself when you find yourself completing others. The point being, although you may not be able to do every obstacle, you also won't fail every obstacle. There will be plenty that you'll be able to do on your own, and even more that you can complete with help. So let that bit of knowledge give you some extra confidence to click that race sign up button. You will be fine out there. Moving on to number three, you're going to meet the nicest people. Something that might make you apprehensive about signing up for an obstacle race is that you might think the people on the course are either six-pack having buff meathead bros or that they're going to be watching you and judging you. You're afraid that you're going to look bad out there and that people are going to judge you for it. I'm here to tell you that this couldn't be further from the truth. First of all, whenever you think that people are going to be watching you or judging you, whether it's at the gym or on the race course, take a moment and flip that thought around. When you're at the gym or at a race, are you judging people? Are you even paying attention to what other people are doing or even remotely thinking about people in a negative light? Most likely no. You're mainly paying attention to what you're doing, right? That applies to the obstacle race course. Nobody's judging you. That's just a fact. People are running their own race and they're not looking down on you. If they are even paying attention to you, it's because they're cheering you on. For real, people on OCR race courses are the nicest. They will cheer you on at obstacles. They'll encourage you when they pass you on the course. You are constantly being encouraged, uplifted, and complimented. And if you need help, there is no shortage of helping hands from strangers. If you have a cramp, someone you don't know will be right there with a mustard pack for you. If you can't get over a wall, someone's right there lending their hand. And the more time you spend racing, the more you get to know the people in the community. Race as many times as I have, and you'll find yourself getting excited for race weekends, not just because you get to race, but because you get to see your race friends. Now, doesn't that sound refreshing after a year of isolation? So get out there and make some new friends. Oh, and by the way, when you're on the course making friends, you'll likely notice something else. People at obstacle races come from all walks of life. And that leads me to number four. Races are for everybody, and races are for every body. Another thing that holds people back from doing an obstacle race is that they think you have to have a certain body type to run a race. And that's just not the case. When you go to an obstacle race, you'll see people of all ages, sizes, and walks of life. It's a place where we can all challenge ourselves and all feel accepted. Everyone who shows up for a race will have different strengths and abilities, and everyone who shows up has it within them to make it to the finish line. It only takes gathering the bravery to get to your first race to realize that you belong. There's a man by the name of Casey McAllister who doesn't have legs, and I don't know how many times I've seen him on a Spartan course. He's a regular out there. 94-year-old Monty Montgomery runs Spartan races, and you may have heard his story on Seasoned Athlete episode 74. There is no OCR body type or ideal OCR age. It is for every body, period. But you know what I'd like to see more of out there? Older athletes like my friend Monty, which leads me to number five. We need more people over 40 out there, especially women. I say women because I think middle-aged men naturally gravitate to this type of activity. I joke that it's the new midlife crisis. It's the new sports car. But women in midlife and older tend to be a bit more reluctant to challenge themselves in this way. We are raised and conditioned to keep ourselves small, to not take risks, especially as we age. We're told to go easy as we get older. I see it in competitive divisions at Spartan races, where the number of competitors in my age group are significantly lower than that in my husband's age group. But the rewards are plenty for those who seek the challenge. And if you need proof, you can find a bunch of stories in this podcast. Start by listening to episode 48 featuring Marla Sweeney, a Spartan racer in her 70s who certainly isn't letting her age stop her from crushing multiple race weekends. And then look up episodes featuring Faye Morgan or Cindy Lynch or Kim Cole or Andrea Owen or Rachel Cosgrove or Heather Golnick. There are tons of stories of women in their 40s and beyond running these races and kicking butt out there. The point is this. Women deserve to experience the challenges and the rewards that come with these types of events. It reminds us that we are capable of more than we think. That there is strength and power in pushing ourselves to our limits and coming out the other side. And that we still have the ability to play in our 40s and beyond. Because yes, crawling in the dirt and swinging from ring to ring looks a lot like play to me, and it feels like it too. So yeah, let's get some more women over 40 out there. And don't worry, I'll be there to cheer you on. To recap, here are the 5 reasons why you need to drop what you're doing and sign up for your first obstacle race right now. Number 1, you're itching to get out of the house and do something big, and this will definitely scratch that itch. Number 2, although you won't likely be able to complete every obstacle, and that's okay and expected, you will be able to do more than you think. Number 3, the obstacle racing community is filled with the coolest, most generous, and nicest people, always ready to give a compliment and lend a hand. You are never alone out there. Number 4, obstacle races are for everybody and everybody. All sizes, races, ages, and walks of life. Everyone is welcome and everyone deserves to be there. And number 5, more people over 40 out there, more women especially? That's a good thing. Let's make it happen. So, are you fired up? If so, here are some steps you can take to get yourself out on the course by summer or fall. Step 1, stop thinking about it and sign up already. The more you wait, the more time you have to talk yourself out of it. So don't delay and sign up for a race as soon as possible. You can find a link to the Spartan Race schedule page in the show notes or download the OCR Buddy app for a comprehensive list of obstacle races. I suggest finding a race about 3 to 4 months out and signing up so it's locked in. That way you have a reasonable timeline to get ready and you won't be spending that time talking yourself out of it because you already signed up and paid the money. So do that first. Step 2, now it's time to train and prepare. I could do an entire additional episode on that, but I'm going to do you one better. I'm about to kick off the next round of my Age is No Obstacle coaching program, made for women over 40 who want to run their first obstacle race or their first competitive obstacle race. Age is No Obstacle is a 12-week coaching program where you get the training, tools, coaching, and support to run and finish an obstacle race with confidence. Age is No Obstacle includes a 12-week, fully customizable, done-for-you training program that will give you the strength, endurance, and stamina to run any race you sign up to do, from a 5K to a 13-mile Spartan beast. Workouts are delivered through an easy-to-use app and can be adapted for different race lengths and training equipment availability. You'll also get weekly audio course content based on my Race Ready framework, which is all about helping you train, fuel, and prep to have a smooth race, a positive experience, and a damn good time out on the course. And you'll get an invite to our group workout and coaching sessions that take place just about every week of the program, giving you an opportunity to connect with the other women in the program and level up your strength, knowledge, and confidence week by week. In short, this is way more than a training plan. This is a customized and intimate coaching community and program that gives you OCR-specific training along with all the other stuff you need to have an amazing experience, from how to recover, how to fuel, what to wear, how to boost your bravery, all of that leading to your triumphant race day. Sign up as a pay-in-full member and you'll unlock over $500 in bonuses, including an amazing fitness equipment bundle from FitFighter. Our next round of Age is No Obstacle starts on June 7th, just in time to get you strong, confident, and ready to race in the late summer or early fall. If you want to get in with this group, you absolutely have to sign up before doors close on Wednesday, May 26th at 5 p.m. Pacific time. Age is No Obstacle is something I wish I had when I was training for my first race. It'll save you time, energy, stress, and possibly even money because, quite frankly, I don't know how much money I've thrown away on crappy, useless gear over the years. We'll get that locked down for you in Age is No Obstacle. So remember, you only have until this Wednesday, May 26th at 5 p.m. Pacific time to grab your spot and join us for this next round. Find out more and lock in your spot at robinleggett.com/obstacle.